several different themes when you talk about legislation. It's one of the things that's touched on this legislative session involves family.
Right. And, you know, from the very beginning, when I began to serve some years ago in the House, you know, one of my priorities is strengthening the family, because I believe that probably, I'll pull a number out here, but I don't think it's an overestimate, 90% of the difficulties and the circumstances that we face societally comes from the dissolution of the family structure that we've seen over the last few decades. And as those families deteriorate, we see more of the problems that then the state government begins to step in and try to address. And we've heard at least two bills this week in the committees where I serve that I think move us towards that family, acknowledgement of the family, strengthening the family. You know, the first one, which takes the process of abortion from a 24-hour waiting period after a person has learned that they are pregnant and maybe don't want that pregnancy, to a 72-hour waiting period. And I felt like the testimony was very interesting on that. I do think that's the reason that, to me, relates to family, because children obviously are parts of a family, and a mother is a pretty important part of a family. And I believe that legislation would indeed protect mothers from making rash decisions, many times under pressure from others. The interesting thing about the testimony was that there was consistent and substantial testimony as to other states and other countries that have a much longer period to wait than 24 hours, the impact that it had on reducing abortions, which means there are a lot more people deciding, with that waiting period, deciding not to abort their child than there are those who are changing their mind the other way. We're not seeing that same thing with people who don't go to abortion clinics and then suddenly decide to. And yet, so many of these pro-abortion groups will tell you their interest is reducing abortions too. But when confronted with that, there was no change in testimony about opposing an extended waiting period, even though it absolutely reduces abortions and is going to add children to families. The other bill, and it's a completely different type of legislation, but it's still family-related, is Senate Bill 513, that is a tax credit for families that have children. And that, I believe, we would see strengthening families, because many times the conflicts that arise in families initially grow from finances, whether it's argument over the state of their finances, whether it's argument over how they use their finances. Many times they begin with financial confrontation. And I think Senator Lamping, I know his heart is for strengthening families, and I believe that's one of the main purposes of that legislation, is to put dollars back into the hands of young families, middle-class families, who are still raising their children, who still have very important needs, whether it's education, whether it's planning for higher education, whether it's just meeting the day-to-day budget needs to feed and clothe and house their families. So I was pleased that both of those bills have been heard. I expect to advocate for and support both, and just believe it's always encouraging when we see things happening in this state house that will strengthen families.